Shalom to all. Today we're in Masachas Hayriyos Per Gimel Mishadal and Mishnehei. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi B'zayichet Find Receiving Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishadal says Ve'ezu HaMashiach. Who's this kind Mashiach that we've been talking about? We keep on saying kind Mashiach has to bring this special power. So who is this kind Mashiach? The answer is, as we mentioned previously, HaMashiach B'Shamen HaMishcha. He's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. It has to be that the special Shemen HaMishcha, the special anointing oil that we had for many generations, for sure by the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishkan, and went all the way through the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be that he was anointed with that. And loy hamaru begadim, not maru begadim, one who has a lot of clothing. That's a literal translation. What does that mean, maru begadim? So actually, this flask of Shemen HaMishcha was nignaz. It was hidden away by Yeshio at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash because he knew that it was going to be destroyed and he didn't want the non-Jews getting their hands on the special Shemen HaMishcha. So since then, every single Kohen Gadol simply became that by wearing more clothing. We know the Kohen Gadol wears 8 garments as opposed to Kohen Hedyot. There was 4. So that's what we call maru begadim. He has many clothing and that's what made him the Kohen Gadol. That's it. So this par Kohen Mashiach is only brought by a Kohen who's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, not if he was a Kohen Gadol because he's Meru Begadim. Now, are there any differences? So Mishnah says yes. So Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Kohen HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha L'Meru Begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha or the Kohen Gadol who's Meru Begadim, Ella Par Baal Kol Mitzvos, except for this par, this animal that has to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. That's the only difference between the two of them. Besides for that, they're all the same. Now, once we're on the topic, the Mishnah continues, Ein Bein Kohen Mashamash L'Kohen Sha'avar. There's no difference between the active Kohen Gadol, he's the one that's currently in office, and the Kohen Sha'avar, the Kohen who was removed from this office. El Par Yom Kippur V'Asir Sa'efa, except the Par of Yom Kippur, and Asir Sa'efa, the Par of Yom Kippur, is one of the karbonos that's brought on Yom Kippur, so only the active Kohen Gadol brings that power. And Asir Sa'efa, which is brought by a Kohen Gadol every single day, that's also brought only by the active Kohen Gadol. But besides for that, the one who used to be the Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue acting in that role. The Mishnah continues, Zev Zeh Shavna B'Avodas Yom Kippurim, both of them are able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur, obviously besides for the Par of Yom Kippur, like we just mentioned. Umatsugin al Basula, Vasrun Almana. They're both commanded. They have to marry a Basula, a virgin, and they're also to marry an Almana, a woman who's previously married, and Ve'ein Matam Bekrevan. They're not allowed to become Tame to their close relatives. We know that a regular Kohen Hedyot, even though he's not to become Tame Mace, he is allowed to become Tame to his close relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. And also Veloy Parin, Veloy Farman. They're not allowed to grow their hair out because of Avelos for a Mace, and they're not allowed to tear their Begadim because of sadness for a Mace. And Umachzirnes Aritseach, if they pass away, an inadvertent murderer, a person who killed B'Shegig, who had to run to the Ir Miklat, he gets to come out of the Ir Miklat now because a Kohen Gadol died, and that's the active Kohen Gadol or even the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar. Now, once we're mentioning Dinim of Kohanim Gedolim, and specifically we had said about Toma becoming Tamei Mace, so Mishnah continues talking about that Kohen Gadol Par Milamata, Behedyot Milamala, a Kohen Gadol, when one of his close relatives passes away, so he tears his Beged, but on the bottom of it, near his feet. That's because the Torah asks him to tear his clothing like regular. But a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, he tears up above by the heart on the top part of the garment because he's allowed to do that for a close relative. Another din, Kohen Gadol makrav einein v'loy oichel v'hedyot loy makrav v'loy oichel. When a Kohen Gadol is an einein, when he has a close relative who died that day and he wasn't buried yet, he is allowed to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. He's just not allowed to eat from it. But a Kohen Hedyot, when he's an einein, he's not allowed to do avoid at all. And for sure, he's not allowed to eat from Kachim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.